Okay, Teda Od, page 112, Vaeda, middle of the first column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the level of Yiru, it's a Surutza, the Lasata, awakening from below. Avaya is a revelation from above. That's the level of Yichud, Havaya, and Elokim, of the unity between higher and lower. That means when the lower does their Avaya, so then the higher Yudke Vavke reveals itself to all the levels. So he says, okay, we have to go back a little bit. Okay, about 15 lines down from in 112. So he says, but it's known the love that comes from lower to higher means aravaida ikra kedelagia. The primary level is to reach shete albo alodem umaila have al yena shia ikris. The whole purpose of aravaida is to reveal the ava from above, because it's a much greater level of ava. And like you said, you need to have the vessel for this level of Ava to come down. Now, when you have Ava down here, when we have Ava down here, so then that level of Ava is revealed from above. Which means, Avram Avinu is a Merkava Bittul to the level of Ava. So Avram Avinu was Mamshech Ava Mumaila from above into the world. See, and it says, Yis Avram Halech Neseya. Avram kept traveling, Mimata Lamaila, from lower to higher, Ad Negba, until the south. She Aval Yena should Tishal Mumaila Bchinas Rechiv, and he should be Merkava Eleho. In other words, Avram Avinu kept going until Negba, which is on the right south, which is on the right side, because Avram Avinu is the level of Ava. So therefore, Avram Avinu reaches the level of Ava from above, that Hashem is riding on him, so to speak. Hashem is riding on him that he's completely bottled. Through the Aveda down here becomes the Sarusa Delel. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, represents the level of Elokim. Momata Lamaila causes Vayani Avaya, the level of Mumaila Lamata, the level of Elokus revealed down here.
The Shekhinah is in the west, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, we're supposed to face the west. Why is
no, because we face Yerushalayim. Shekhinah B'Maidav is in the Beis HaMikdash, was on the western Stukadish HaKadosh, was on the western side of the Beis HaMikdash.
But only in.
We're facing Yerushalayim, because that tefillah is going. Yeah. Some people face north,
yeah.
South, east, or west. Yeah, now it's so also. It depends which direction Yerushalayim is.
So why is right south? I feel like right should be.
Well, one second. North, south. So if you face north.
If you're facing west, south is to your left.
Okay, north, if you go north, south, east, west.
Yeah.
So if you're facing south, then it's left.
This is north.
No, this is north.
This is north?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the fake names or the real
names? What? It's north, south, east, west. I don't know. Okay, let's go back there.
If you're facing west, if you're facing west, south is on your
left.
And your left.
Rabbi, when they went in the desert, which way did they go?
Towards the Mishkan.
The Mishkan was
in the middle.
So the
when they davened, the Slav Davka, they davened, because davening came later after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. I mean, they had their own personal mitzvah of davening, but not the formal davening that we have today. That came the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash.
Do we have we have any indication what they were doing during the day?
In the Mishka, in the desert? Learning Torah all day, that's what it says. That's why the Torah was given to the Eichel Yaman. They were able to sit and learn Torah all day. They didn't have to worry about food. They didn't have to worry about clothing. They didn't have to go shopping. They didn't have to worry about going to the cleaners. They didn't. They had everything they needed. They sat and learned Torah all day. They were in Kailo.
They had no lawsuits.
No lawsuits. Well, they had fights. Moshe Rabbeinu did their best in with the entire we find in Chumash. So he says like this: Achmi u'agayin ma'machabav el yayna shemisrutsa del eila. And who causes the connection between the love that comes from above from Hashem, which is between the saints of infinite, the yeshayim is galbisrutsa del sata benefesh adam to reveal itself down here in the physical person. So he says like this: Elokim, we daber Elokim al Moshe. Okay, now what connects Elokim to Avaya? That what connects that this level of Ava comes down from above? So the pasuk continues, and he says, "He now zehnemer bekel shaka pirush she'om elolami dai da elolami." Okay, so it says like this. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, what's the inyan of Shin Dalet Yud? Okay, it's one of the names of Hashem, it's not good to say it. You say Shakai. Or Shin Dalet Yud. So that is, that. Why is Hashem called Shin Dalet Yud? So the Medrash says, it's two words, Shaddai, meaning, Dai means enough. Dayenu, right? Dai means enough. Shaddai, Hashem, when He created the world, the world was expanding, and Hashem said, okay, enough. So it stopped, meaning it was limited. So he says, what is the Yinah Shin Dalet Yud? He says, Sha'am Elamai Dai. Now what's Elamai? What world did Hashem tell to stop? Umasha Kosev Elam Chesed Yibane, meaning Yibane Bebinyan, which is the level of building, Ukmesha Kosev B'chochma Yivna Bayis. With Chochma, you build a house. I'll explain in a second. Sha'adam, Sha'bein, Abayis, L'shevis Bey, because a person, when he wants to build a house, has to do it with Seichel to know what he wants in the house. You have to know how to build a house. You can't just throw bricks and stuff around. You have to know exactly how to do it, what you want to do, and so on. Ka'tzorech ha'chesed li'ev nizneb Abayis. The same thing, Olam Chesed Yibonah, meaning the Yisba Yeshivas and Neshama, to have the dwelling of the Neshama in this world, because the level of Ava from above is infinite. And therefore you can't have the Neshama, which is a limited thing. In other words, like this, in order for the Neshama to be in the world, the world needs to be limited. And that's why he said, Sha'amala Elamai Dai, Hashem said, enough, because he says, up there, Neshama, godliness is infinite. Remember we learned in the other Maimon, Tanya Dalter Rebbe says, if the Neshama is unlimited, if the Neshama is limited, remember the other Maimon we learned, if the Neshama is limited, how can the Neshama get infinite level in Gan Eden? So he said, by learning Torah, which is infinite, so that makes the neshama able to get the gilui of Elokus. Okay, they come at Tzimtzum, liyez bechinas elam behelam ain't of Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says like this, from the fact that we need to create love within ourselves to reveal the level of Ava from above, which is infinite, right? So through our avoda, what we do, loving Hashem, Hashem reveals His infinite level of love from above. Now, what causes that to happen? He says, because the neshama is created in a limited world, okay, and then he continues, in a level of yesh, shaydei kamet simtsumen, v'yedidus ha-mishtalshus ha-madregis. So he says like this. So what happens? By Hashem limiting Himself into Chochmah, into Chesed, into Malchus, So then, this level of Ava, the infinite level of Ava, is able to come down into the finite world. Because the infinite cannot be revealed in the finite world as is. So when a person is awakening the Ava from below, so then they're causing Hashem actually to limit himself to come down in a finite world. The Ava Yem Chinis Yesh, Kadesh Yochla Nishamis, the Kabbal Yas Nanimiz, and that's even in Gan Eden. Like he's, one second, like he said before, and now they're my modern. For a Nishama which is limited, to handle, to receive infinite revelation of Hashem, it needs to have a vessel for it, and that level of Gan Eden is Ziv HaShechina, only the ray of the Shechina, because then the Neshama can handle it.
But the Neshama down here is limited, you said.
Yeah.
So how can it handle the...
So therefore, even the Neshama Gan Eden is limited. It's only loss of love when Mashiach comes will the essence be revealed.
So how can it handle the infinite?
Where? In Gan Eden?
No, here.
Because that's what Matan Torah accomplished. That the essence of Anechi, the essence, nameless, I is who I is, comes down into Elokecha.
So Hashem has given us a tool.
The tool is, like he says, learning Torah and mitzvahs, is the vessel to be able to become the vehicle for this infinite revelation of Hashem.
Didn't you say Neshama is Hashem? Is it part of Hashem?
The essence of the Neshama, not the Neshama coming down in the world.
So essence is unlimited. Is it
correct.
Part of Hashem?
Correct. Okay. Where is the hangout for Neshamas? In Gan Eden. Correct? That's where they hang out. That is the world of Bria. Gan Eden is Bria. There's the lower level Gan Eden, there's Yetzirah, the higher level is Bria. Okay. In Daniel Perek Beis, Alter Rebbe says the Neshamas come from Atzilus. Okay? So the Neshama originates in Atzilus. But then the Neshama is coming down, then it becomes limited. Like the three levels in the body during the week, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, therefore we have three tefillahs. Shabbos, the fourth level of Makif comes down. Chayas, we have four tefillahs. Yom Kippur, the essence is revealed. And that's why we have Ne'ilah, five tefillahs. So the essence of the Neshama is Mamash one with Hashem, but that's not revealed. That will be revealed by the guy called Mashiach. Mashiach of Yechida. The revelation of Mashiach is the revelation of Yechida of Elokus. In the world, Yechida of the Neshama and Elokus. So Yechida of the Neshama will handle, when Mashiach comes, will handle the level of Yachid, which is the essence of Hashem. Not Echad, the way Hashem comes into seven heavens and earth and four corners of the world. Not the way Hashem limits himself in creation. What's going to be is the level of Yechida, which is the feminine of Yachid, because that's going to be the revelation of Yachid is going to be felt in Yechida, because Yechida will be revealed. So then the essence will be revealed. But until that time, like we said, you do a mitzvah, you get the essence. It's not revealed. Because in order for it to be revealed, you need the Gilui of Mashiach. Therefore, the Avodah of Galus, with all the difficulties, the extended long Galus, that is the Avodah, especially in the time of Galus, that the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, is what's going to cause this revelation of Mashiach, which is the revelation of the ultimate Ritchis HaMesim, which is the essence of Hashem. That Alter Rebbe was on that level.
So at the time of God, it doesn't go up higher?
Because by a Rebbe, Yechid is always revealed. Remember we learned that when a chassid would go into the Rebbe for a private audience, it was called Yechidus. So simply, Yechidus is in private. So you go into the room, you and the Rebbe and you, that's it, so it's private. But in Chassidus it says that Yechidus is the plural of Yechidah. By a Rebbe, his Yechida Shebenefesh is always revealed. That's why he's a Rebbe. It's always revealed the essence of his neshama.
That's what he sees there.
Yes. Now, when a chassid prepares himself properly, not, hi, I'm here, give me a blessing. You work for 10 years, 15 years, working. So then, when you go into a Rebbe for Yechidus, then the Rebbe reveals within you your Yechida. Okay? That's why it's called Yechidus, because at that time, two Yechidus are revealed. The Rebbe's Yechida, which is always revealed, and the Chassid's Yechida, which becomes revealed if he does it properly. Therefore, as the Rebbe writes in Ayyam Yayim, Rashbat, other Chassidim, that their birthday, they counted the first time they went into Yechidus. That was their birth, spiritual birthday. Their spiritual birthday was the day they went into Yechidus.
Is the
same thing supposed to happen by going to the oil? Yeah, you go to the oil, but you got to go, not high, I'm here, got off the plane, take a cookie at the oil. No, like we said, there's a Pela Shavart in Parshas Mishpatim. It says about a guy, an Eved Ivri, in Begapa Yave, Begapa Yetze. Right? If he comes in not married, the master cannot give him a shiksta to reproduce. And Baal Isho, if he's a married, then the master can give him a shiksta to reproduce. So there's a Pela Shavart about going into a Rebbe. He says, in begapa yavai, gapa means your goof, your body. If you're only going with your body, hi, I'm here, nice to see you, give me a blessing, then begapa yetzi, you're going to go out with your body the same way you went in. In bal ishahu, if you're a man with a ish, a fire, then v'yotze ishtoi ima, you're going to walk out with his fire with you. The Rebbe's fire is going to go out with you. But that's only if the person prepares himself and makes the case. That, you know what, first of all, just keep one thing in mind. You're talking about Chassidim of yesteryear. The Bechlau were great. They're very high spiritual levels. And yet, they go into Yechidus, they prepare themselves another 10 years. So, you know, no. No, hi, I'm here, give me a dollar, give me a blessing, I need something, give me a piece of pizza. What?
We're not expected, little kids.
One second. We accomplished more than they did. Duh. We accomplished more than they did. Because, remember, we learned so many times, the uniqueness of a parrot is that a bird talks is something special. That's the enjoyment. Okay, a person doesn't talk, he doesn't create the enjoyment to the king or to the person. You need a bird that talks. Okay, those chassidim that were so great, for them to be great was not a big deal. When we break our nature and do something good, that's a great accomplishment. That's a great accomplishment that we accomplish something that normally we couldn't do. So in a certain reason, that's why it says in the Zayir, in Parshat Balecha, when it says, Mesha Anav Ma'id Mikol Adam HaShapani Adam, Mesha was most humble of all the people on the earth. It says in the Zayir, Chassidus brings it down, Mesha was most humble when he saw the generation right before Mashiach. When he saw us, Mesha Rabbeinu felt inferior. Why? Mesha Rabbeinu saw miracles. God spoke to him. God communicated with him. Right? There was... Meshe Rabbeinu said, these Jews, no miracles, only problems, only tzaddis, only this or this, and they're still doing Torah mitzvahs. He actually felt inferior. The advantage of the foot over the head, if you're talking about Mesiris Nefesh is more in the foot than in the head. Meshe Rabbeinu was head with the heels, ingrown toenails. The heels, the lowest level. What's the advantage of the heel? The Mesiris Nefesh, because it doesn't have seichel. It doesn't see Elokus. It doesn't feel. So to say we should be depressed, on the contrary, we're greater than them. In this respect, not In this respect, that we're greater because we're still doing Torah mitzvahs, even though we're not preparing 10 years to go into a yechidus or whatever it is. The Friedrich Rebbe says in a Maimer that right after the war, he said a Maimer, and it's printed in the book, that the fact that Jews still do Torah mitzvahs, Hashem should be super happy. He should be happy that we're still, after what they went through in the war, Hashem should be super happy. I don't want to use the expression kiss our feet, but you know what I mean? He should be happy that we're still doing it. I said there was a big Rebbe in Poland before the war. I mean, it was after the war, whatever. And Chassid was going to America, and he said, Rebbe, who can give me a bracha in America? There's no Rebbes there. You know, I need brachas from a Rebbe. So his Rebbe told him, it's a Polish Rebbe, I don't know which one it was, said to him, you're going to a shul in the morning when people are putting on tefillin, and you'll see a Jew that's putting on tefillin, and his hand is open, and you see it says the concentration camp number. Whatever, it was a great tzaddik. So he says, if you see a Jew putting on tefillin with that number on, he can give you a bracha. That Jew is still doing Torah mitzvahs. After what he went through, that everybody was killed, that Jew is great enough to give you a bracha. Just like a big tzaddik. Because the advantage is that person is still keeping Torah mitzvahs. So the fact that we don't have all that stuff, yeah? We're midgets. Like really, they're giants. We're midgets. But we're standing on their heads, on top of them. So we're greater in that respect. The Siddur Nefesh is greater today. So you have to know, when I do a mitzvah today, it was much harder than in the desert when they were bored. There was nothing else to do all day. So of course they learned, so to speak. And we have so many things we could be doing, and yet we learn and do mitzvahs. That's an unbelievable accomplishment. So why are we depressed? Their avodah was learning and davening. Our avodah is action. Now action is what counts. Because right before Mashiach, you need the lowest level of action. And that's what we're doing. If you read and learn in the Gemara, the way the Chacham of the Gemara kept mitzvahs, okay, you would think they're barely conservative Jews, the way they kept mitzvahs. Yeah? Because by them, their Avaida was Torah, not mitzvahs, not action. Our Avaida now is action. No, Yeshiva Bacham have to learn. But Adam, the avodah of the generation is action. Because we're the last step before Mashiach, the world of action, not thought, not speech, davening and learning. It's action, mitzvahs. And that we do better than them. We do mitzvahs, we're fulfilling mitzvahs much better than the way they used to do it in the old. I'm not talking about the levels of greatness and whatever. So why should a person be depressed? Chassidus is antidepressant. Because he's speaking about a limited neshama. You can't walk in the middle of a conversation.
He got off on a little...
Good morning.
Rabbi,
when don't we go up?
You were saying that the neshama comes from Atzilut, but what's that short, the essence of it, what's the finish of that? Is it the table? Everything comes through Atzilut down. So why is it a finish to say that the neshama's shoresh is in Atzilut? Everything goes through Atzilut.
No, Gashmi starts Yeshmi Ainim Briya. Nisham is not Yeshmi Ayin. The body is Yeshmi Ayin. Table is Yeshmi Ayin.
You learn that Neshama comes down to go higher.
Right.
Neshama comes from Asilut, but goes to Briya, which is lower than Asilut.
No, it eventually goes up greater than the level of Gan Eden that it was before. Now, Hashem originates in Atzilut, then Hashem puts it into Briya in Gan Eden. So then it goes up to a higher level in Gan Eden.
That's Briya.
But a higher level goes, but the truth is, it even goes to the essence. That level is not revealed yet. Why are the Avos waiting, Siddur says the expression, the Avos are waiting 3,000 years in Gan Eden for Tchias HaMeisim. Now just think about it. They constantly go up, 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 up. Right? They keep going up. 3,000 levels. You can imagine they didn't start at level one, below zero, you know, below parking. Can you imagine the level they are now in Gan Eden? And yet they're waiting and they're dying. No pun intended. They're dying for Mashiach to come back into a body. Why? Because all of Gan Eden, no matter what it is limited. And he said, even though there's a Gilui in Gan Eden of infinite, relatively speaking, it's limited. Tchias HaMeisim is essence.
That's what keeps it up higher
than a Siddur. Yeah, it goes all the way to the essence. Okay. V'zeh she'omar, like 8 lines from the bottom of from the end of the paragraph. V'zeh she'omar le'olam edayu, what the shin dalet yud means, he said his world stopped, is the level of tzimtzum. And through that level of tzimtzum, v'eid al avram li'ezgi li'ava al yeinu she'ikris, to have the revelation of Ava from above, v'eid al avram, right? Meaning I revealed the level of Ava to them, v'alzen nema v'yahavta sashem alokecha. When it says, you should love Hashem, v'ahavta upel yetzi. Upel yetzi is a grammatical term, meaning like this, v'ahavta, remember we learned this later already, the Maggid's question, how can you command you to love? So the Maggid says, you meditate, and then v'ahavta means you will love. Upel yetzi means it's the outcome. Not only you should love, you will love.